possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Play the music, band. And that is when Mason was conceived.
Not a real band.
Yeah, not a real band. Just a recording. But you know what? If you close your eyes, you're right there. Nathan Zagura.
Is he blonde in this video?
You never know how Betty's going to show up, man. Nathan Zagura joins us right now on the fan hotline. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, good morning.
It's good to hear you. It's good to talk to you. It's good to get ready for the Browns taking on the Eagles coming up on Saturday, which is tomorrow. Are we going to see Dylan Gabriel or no?
I don't know. I think it's a real game time decision. I talked to Coach Stefanski last night for the Kevin Stefanski show, and it's going to be a game time decision. I think that if he can go, they will be thrilled with that. They want him to go, obviously, so they can continue to evaluate these young quarterbacks. If he is unable to go, it's going to be Tyler Huntley. It's going to be the Tyler Huntley show. And if, obviously, something were to happen to Huntley, I think Dylan Gabriel will go in, and it will be a string of handoffs, because if they don't feel like he's well enough to start, they're not going to expose him to anything in the game. So I think it's a big one. I think it's rare that you have a big game time decision in a preseason game, but this is a pretty big game time decision. And I think everybody wants to see Dylan Gabriel get his first snaps.
Maybe Harold Fanning could play some quarterback. I heard he was doing some of that yesterday. They brought out some chicanery. Nathan, a, dare I say, joint practice dub yesterday in Philadelphia.
Well, yeah, and you don't have to take my word for it. All the people who covered the Eagles said that the Browns got the best of them. And I think the real theme of those 2 days of those joint practices was that the Browns' defensive line was dominant, game-wrecking. I know Landon Dickerson wasn't out there. Lane Johnson was out there the first day, was not out there the second day. But, Miles is going against Jordan Mailata, who's an elite left tackle. I was joking on Twitter when I said he had 20 sacks, exaggerating. But, it got to the point where he was just pulling up and putting his hands out because he would have wrecked the practice himself. And it wasn't just him. You could go up and down that D-line. Malik Collins had multiple plays in the backfield. Mason Graham had multiple plays in the backfield. Alex Wright, Isaiah McGuire, Cam Thomas, Aiden Huntington. That's a guy I think people need to keep an eye on Saturday. Number 66 had four special teams tackles last week, also had a sack. And I'm telling you, the Browns like him. And so though that defensive line, though, just top to bottom, I think was the real story. And then offensively, the Eagles defense, I think probably over the sum of the 2 days got the better of the Browns offense, but Joe Flacco really got it going towards the end of yesterday's session. There was a sequence where he hit Jerry Jeudy on a deep post who broke away from Quinyon Mitchell. That was definitely a touchdown. Then he throws a touchdown to David Njoku. Then they get the 2-point conversion. And so they were starting to hum a little bit. And that was certainly very, very fun to see.
Nathan Zagura joining us. So when it comes to Joe Flacco and some of the success he was having yesterday, we wondered just whether or not we were going to see much from him at all throughout this entire process. But is part of you thinking that, hey, everybody kept talking about what a gauntlet the first six games is, but if Joe Flacco can come out and play well, and obviously we will always talk about the turnovers with Joe, but if he can limit them like they've preached so much throughout camp, maybe they've actually got a shot in the early portion of the schedule?
Yeah, I think, look, it's going to be come down to a few things, right? It's going to come down to that defensive line that has traveled so far from Berea to Charlotte to Philadelphia, that continues in the regular season. You're going to have to be able to run the ball, and obviously there was news yesterday that makes it certainly seem like it is going to be very possible to see Quinshon Judkins in a Browns uniform soon, and I think he'll be a big part of their ability to run the ball. And then you mentioned it, Joe Flacco, take care of the football, but hit those shot plays when they're there off of that hard play action. And so that's the recipe for the Cleveland Browns. I think, you know, Joe Flacco, and I think a lot of the starters, not all, but I think a lot of the starters, Kevin Stefanski told me last night that you will see them in the preseason finale. So that is a change in how, you know, he's operated the preseason. I think we'll get a little bit of a dress rehearsal for the starters early in that game against the Rams.
Nathan Zagura joining us. Nathan, for this defensive line, I had some people who were actually going after Mason Graham. I thought he was double-teamed a lot, and there's no Myles Garrett. How much does that change when they get on the field in the regular season?
A ton.
I would hope so.
He's not going to get double-teamed when Myles Garrett's out there. And by the way, Robert Hunt is one of the best guards in the game. And I thought, yes, there were plays where Robert Hunt got the better of him. But Pat, ironically, on the Bryce Young touchdown, if you go back and watch Mason busted through a double-team to get pressure that flushed Bryce Young out of the pocket. Now, they didn't contain him on that side of the field, but it was Mason Graham's pressure through a double-team. And when Miles is out there, there will be no double-teams. The double-teams will all be going to Myles Garrett. And so that, I think, is an exciting thing, obviously, for Mason. But he looked really good in these joint practices. They tried to run a tight end screen that he sniffed out and absolutely blew up in the backfield. So there was a lot to like about Mason Graham and what he showed there. And I know that they're very excited about him going forward. And, yeah, when Miles is on the field, it's a whole different ballgame.
Dom Jones, does he have a chance to make the squad?
I think so. I really do. I think it's kind of up in the air in that cornerback room. And Dom Jones has played very well. He played well in the preseason game, and he played well in the joint practice and got opportunities with the second team in that joint practice. Had a nice PBU to basically end the joint practices yesterday. And he's got size, right? When you lost MJ Emerson, what you lost was your cornerback with size. He's 6'2". His guy had 15 pass breakups in his two seasons at Colorado State. They've liked him. You know, always there seems to be an undrafted that kind of comes out, and maybe it's Aiden Huntington, maybe it's both of these guys, right? And that would certainly be a good thing for the Browns. But I think that cornerback battle is wide open. I think you got a fascinating battle at defensive end between Julian Okwara and Cam Thomas for that last defensive end spot. I think you've got a battle of, you know, Aiden Huntington and Juwan Briggs and Shelby Harris for, you know, two spots there. And obviously the veteran has the advantage. Shelby Harris been a great pro his whole career. But I think there are some battles on this defensive side. And Dom Jones certainly has put himself in the conversation at cornerback.
Nathan Zagura with us. And I love having you on because you've been at all these training camps over the years. So you can compare and contrast. And I'm not asking you to do good versus bad. What I am asking you to do is identity. Like, you've seen the teams that came through the Greenbrier. Yep. You've seen various teams with different personnel. How would you rate this one? What stands out to you for this football team, this version so far?
More physical. The camp's been more physical. We've had the live tackling periods. They've gotten real good work in the joint practices. They're more physical. I mean, I think that was the thing that you wanted to see against Philadelphia, who's got, you know, arguably the best offensive line, defensive line combo in the NFL. They're the defending Super Bowl champs, and the Browns absolutely match their physicality. And I think when you're going to play the way the Browns are going to play this year, as we talked about, with that defense, with the running game, you've got to be physical. And I think that was a real point of emphasis. You see the guys being physical, and it certainly has showed out on the field. So I would say this has been the most physical camp that we've had. It's been the most intense, and I think that is the character of this team. This is going to be a physical team, which is something that's always easy to root for, right? Because you know these guys are going to go out there, they are going to bring it, and you know, we'll see how games go in terms of wins and losses, but this is going to be a team that's going to play very, very hard, and I think that physicality is going to carry over. I think that's something that, you know, in some of the camps in the past, maybe not as physical, and you know, we came out early in the year last year, obviously, against Dallas, and got blitzed a little bit. I think this team is going to hopefully, you know, be ready to play and be ready for the physicality of a real NFL game.
We can deny it all we want. A lot of people want to see and hear and be a part of the Shedeur Sanders experience. He hurts his oblique.
Yeah.
Timeline, I know Kevin Stefanski spoke about it a little bit yesterday. How much could that derail?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When we see him, maybe even during the regular season, certainly I don't think we would see him against the Rams, and that's maybe about it for a while.
Yeah, and, you know, Shador is, as we've said, a work in progress. We've talked about that for weeks. But boy, did he show you in that Carolina game the things that we really liked about him on tape. The accuracy, elite ball placement, the pocket presence and the pocket poise on the touchdown where he slides to the right, resets his feet, gets it down to Caden Davis. The ability to hang in there in the face of pressure and make tough throws down the field, which we saw in that third down throw to Gage Larmody. So it's really unfortunate. I think there, obviously, for a lot of people wanted to see, you know, what Shador was going to look like against the Eagles, what opportunities might be coming his way as of after that preseason game, and that was taken away from us. And he's day-to-day, as Dan Patrick would say, that again, aren't we all? But I don't know. They're going to be very cautious with this oblique because they do not want it to become a big issue. And when you're throwing a football, obviously, your oblique is a big part of the torque and the twisting. So I don't know when we'll see him. I don't know that it necessarily changes when he would have been ready in the regular season. You certainly would have loved him to get as many reps as possible in these preseason games, so he's going to certainly miss reps in this one. But, you know, I think as his development in everything that it takes to play quarterback in the NFL continues to progress, you know, if Joe Flacco's starting, Joe Flacco's going to get a good stretch here, and then it's going to be a matter of, you know, if he's winning, he's going to go a whole season. If we're in a situation where now we want to evaluate these young guys, then I think that'll be about the time that Shador Sanders would be ready to go anyway.
All right, quick, maybe two-parter here, Nathan. Number one, could you see Kevin Stefanski on maybe Monday in a media availability? Go ahead and just tell everybody that Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback week one.
Yes.
Okay, part two, what does that mean for everybody else? What are they going to do? Is they're getting the team ready and Flacco ready for Cincinnati week one? What are the other quarterbacks doing?
That is a great, great question, because that's one of the challenges, I think, when you get into season mode, is to continue the development of your young quarterbacks. I have no idea what the depth chart behind him is going to look like. You know, Kenny Pickett had a strong start to camp, but we really haven't seen him since day four and in a team period. And so I don't know if, as a veteran, he'll automatically be the two. I don't know if it'll be Dylan Gabriel. I don't know if it'll be Shador Sanders. That, I think, is going to be interesting. And the plan that they put in place so that they can concurrently prepare Joe Flacco and the ones to be the starters, if that's the direction that he goes, names that on Monday as expected. And then what the plan is to concurrently develop Shador and Dylan so that they are ready to go when it's their time or when they are needed to go.
Nathan Zagura joining us here on the Fan Hotline. All right, I want to go around the league with you a little bit. Cam Hayward, how do they get that thing figured out there in Pittsburgh? Which side would you take?
I'd be on Cam Hayward's side, and I realize he signed the deal that he signed. But listen, every move that they have made this year suggests that they are all in, right? The trade for DK Metcalf, you're bringing in Aaron Rodgers. TJ Watt, they got that deal done. This guy has been an absolute beacon of that franchise. He has been a stalwart for them on the defensive line. He said, if I return to all-pro status, we're going to renegotiate. He returned to all-pro status last year. He wants to renegotiate. I don't blame him for all that he has given that franchise. That feels like one. Let's take care of this guy for this year. We'll see what's going on after this year. Let's take care of him for this year. Let's go all in. And we don't want the ill will or, you know, this guy, Cam Hayward, has been there, what, 15 years? Around there, 14 years?
Yeah.
I think you got to take care of him.
I feel the same way. Let me ask you, though, about Micah Parsons. There are some out there that feel that maybe Jerry Jones has been goaded by Micah Parsons into some of the comments that he's made. Which side do you take there?
You have to wonder, after Jerry Jones' comments that the Cowboys are a 365-day-a-year soap opera, if this is, you know, him making sure that the Cowboys stay at the top of the news. You got to take care of players of his caliber that are young that you drafted. That's the NFL. So I have they have to figure out a way to get that done. And just kind of like last year, remember, Dak's deal got done, if I'm not mistaken, the night before the season opener. They'll get it done. They'll get it done, and they should.
Oh, you were going to ask? Because I had another one.
Oh, go ahead.
Around the league. Okay, let me ask you this. Riddle me this here, Nathan.
Yes.
I'm hearing more reports, just Jaguars offense off schedule. We're paying attention to the Jags for obvious reasons. Is this a put-up-or-shut-up year for Trevor Lawrence? The contract would say no, but, you know, we've been talking a lot about the court of public opinion. What do you think the populace out there thinks of him?
Yeah, probably. And, you know, he's such a fascinating story. You just wonder what that year with Urban Meyer really did to his development. I played well in his contract year. When you go and you watch him warm up, he looks like an absolute franchise quarterback. The size, his ability to throw the football, all of it, it just hasn't come together. But now with Brian Thomas Jr., with Travis Hunter down there, it feels like this is the year for Trevor Lawrence and the Jags to kind of get going on the offensive side of the football. And I think that will obviously, for the Browns, be something we absolutely pay attention to. And if it doesn't happen, yeah, you have to wonder, you know, what is the future of Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville? And, you know, is he going to be somebody that's going to have to bounce around and try to go the Baker or the Sam Darnold route?
Wow.
I'm very intrigued. Especially with Travis Hunter, Nathan, because I got to tell you, I was not as high on Travis Hunter as some of the others. So I'm really curious where he's going to excel. It seems like people don't even know if he's going to be a better wide receiver or corner at this point. And I kept wondering what that would be like in Cleveland. Like, if he struggled at all out of the gates on one side, would we all be screaming to just have him play full time on the other? Or do you allow his special talents to eventually work their way out?
I think that if he were here, he would be viewed as a receiver who, in high leverage situations, played court. So I don't think he would be doing quite what he's doing there, where it seems like he's doing all of it full time. Or at least that's my perception of it. If I could be wrong, listen, I don't know if you guys have noticed recently, but yeah, there's a lot of discourse on Browns Twitter these days about a great many things. So yes, I think that would be heavily scrutinized and questioned. No doubt.
Well, obviously a lot over the last 12 hours on Isaiah Bond. What can you tell us about the former Texas wide receiver who announced that he's going to sign with the Browns on social media?
Yeah, all I know from our standpoint is I was told that the team is still doing their due diligence and that, you know, no deal was obviously going to be signed last night. I don't know what it means for today. I know that's a guy that, you know, Lance Zierlein compares to Jalen Waddle and thought was, you know, a top six receiver in this draft. So pretty much everybody had him, you know, either a late day one or day two pick. He's got a ton of speed. He's one of those guys that people think is going to be more productive in the NFL than he was in college. Now, all the other stuff that goes on, I have no comment on that because I'm not educated on everything. I know that obviously they had a no bill yesterday and that he's cleared from the charges and been exonerated in that respect. But I don't know. Obviously a talented player. He was used as a decoy a lot for Matthew Golden because of his speed to clear things out. I'll be very curious if he ends up being a Cleveland Brown. You know, it almost feels like because of what happened, you may end up getting a guy that, you know, it's basically kind of like getting an extra second round pick perhaps in this draft at a position that, you know, quite frankly, we all talk about, we always need receivers. So I'll reserve judgment to, you know, see if it plays out, if the Browns in fact do sign him, and then what it looks like when he's here. And hopefully he can make sure that he is only in the news for football going forward.
Absolutely. Nathan, thank you very much for the time. We'll be listening to you tomorrow, my friend. All the best.
All right, you got it, guys. Thank you.
The great Nathan Zagura joining us on the Fan Hotline.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.